Chapter 17, Accompanied by Angels, Ministry of Holy Angels. We need to understand better than we do the mission of the angels. It would be well to remember that every true child of God has the cooperation of heavenly beings. Invisible armies of light and power attend the meek and lowly, ones who believe and claim the promises of God. Cherubim and seraphim and angels that excel in strength stand at God's right hand, all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Acts the Apostles 1:54. Thousands of angels. In working for perishing souls, you have the companionship of angels. Thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 angels are waiting to cooperate with members of our churches in communicating the light that God has generously given, that a people may be prepared for the coming of Christ. Volume 9, page 129. They are ever near. Those who labor for the good of others are working in union with the heavenly angels. They have their constant companionship, their unceasing ministry. Angels of light and power are ever near to protect, to comfort, to heal, to instruct, to inspire. The highest education, the truest culture, the most exalted service possible to human beings in this world are theirs. Testimonies, Volume 6, pages 307 and 308. Sent to help us. Nothing is apparently more helpless, yet really more invincible, than the soul that feels its nothingness and relies wholly on the merits of the Savior. God would send every angel in heaven to the aid of such a one rather than allow him to be overcome. Volume 7, page 17. Our canvassers are having marked success, and why should they not? The heavenly angels are working with them. Hundreds of those who believe the truth will, if they keep their hearts humble, do a good work in the companionship of heavenly angels. God will use those who humble the heart before Him and sanctify themselves in faith and humility, following the example of the great teacher and speaking words that will enlighten those not of our faith. We are to work patiently and disinterestedly as the servants of the Lord, opening the Scriptures to others. Letter 102, 19:10. Angels give words. Much responsibility rests upon the canvasser. He should go to his work prepared to explain the Scriptures. If he puts his trust in the Lord as he travels from place to place, angels of God will be round about him, giving him words to speak that will bring light and hope and courage to many souls. Volume 6, page 314. They come to soften hearts. God will impress those whose hearts are open to truth and who are longing for guidance. He will say to his human agent, "Speak to this one or to that one of the love of Jesus." No sooner is the name of Jesus mentioned in love and tenderness than angels of God draw near to soften and subdue the heart. Manual for Canvassers, page 37. They give instruction. Every canvasser has positive and constant need of the angelic ministration, for he has an important work to do, a work that he cannot do in his own strength. Those who are born again, who are willing to be guided by the Holy Spirit, doing in Christ's way that which they can do, those who will work as if they could see the heavenly universe watching them, will be accompanied and instructed by holy angels who will go before them to the dwellings of the people, preparing the way for them. Such help is far above all the advantages which expensive embellishments are supposed to give. They give success. When men realize the times in which we are living, they will work as in the sight of heaven. The canvasser will handle those books that bring light and strength to the soul. He will drink in the spirit of those books and will put his whole soul into the work of presenting them to the people. His strength, his courage, his success will depend on how fully the truth presented in the books is woven into his own experience and developed in his character. When his own life is thus molded, he can go forward representing to others the sacred truth he is handling. Imbued with the Spirit of God, he will gain a deep, rich experience, and heavenly angels will give him success in the work. Volume 6, pages 319 and 320. Jesus and holy angels will give success to the efforts of intelligent, God-fearing men who do all in their power to save souls. Quietly, modestly, with a heart overflowing with love, let them seek to win minds, to investigate the truth, engaging in Bible readings when they can. By so doing, they will be sowing the seed of truth beside all waters, showing forth the praises of Him who hath called them out of darkness into His marvelous light. Those who are doing this work from right motives are doing an important work of ministering. They will manifest no feeble, undecided character. Their minds are enlarging, their manners are becoming more refined. They should place no bounds to their improvement, but every day be better fitted to do their work. Volume 5, page 403.